All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Today, we are going to talk about identity. So, who are we, really? What actually makes you, you? The wild thing about identity is that we treat it like a solid, permanent thing, like a tattoo. But identity is more like a playlist on Spotify. It changes, updates, gets newer tracks, removes all tracks, and picks up remixes you don't ask for. You are shaped by your culture, your childhood environment, your friends, your trauma, your wins, your failures, your dreams, your fears, your language, and even the people you wish you could be. Every time you go through, basically experience something big like heartbreak success, being embarrassed in front of the whole class, moving countries, your identity shifts. What's interesting is that people usually come into their own, basically become confident and show their real abilities, not when life is easy, but when life messes them up. When someone hits rock bottom and climb back up, they decide who they want to be, not society, not family, not their past. Identity is not a mask you wear. It's the shadow that follows you around, even when you try to run from it. Now, how much does society actually influence us? Are we in control or just pretending? Let's be honest, society influences us way more than we want to admit. We like to believe we are independent thinkers, but humans are wired to copy each other. That's why fashion exists, why accents spread, why TikTok dances go viral, why the entire planet suddenly drinks matcha. We constantly try to fit in, behave like the group, because thousands of years ago, fitting kept you alive. Being left alone meant you froze, starved, and got eaten by whatever had sharp teeth. Today, nobody's getting eaten, hopefully, but the instant survival instinct is still in our brain. It's why peer pressure works. It's why social pressure feels heavy. It's why people will do things they don't even like just to avoid being excluded. And yes, emotions sometimes put on a facade. So they don't look weird or different. You see this everywhere, at school, at work, and even online. Here is the scariest part. A study showed that if enough people around you confidently repeat a lie, your brain might literally change your memory to match the group. We like to say, I don't care what anyone thinks, but deep down, we do. It's human. Now, why do we act differently in different places? Are we fake or flexible? People aren't actually fake. They are adaptive. We all have different versions of ourselves because every environment asks for a different skill set. It's like having multiple apps open on your phone, at home, calm mode, with friends, chaotic mode, with teachers or bosses, respectful mode, and on social media, highlight real mode. If you speak more than one language, you already know this instinctively. Even your personality changes, your jokes, your tone, the way you express emotions, everything shifts. That's code switching. Code switching is basically changing speech or behavior to match a social group. And it is not manipulation, it is intelligence. Humans have this internal GPS. We navigate social spaces automatically. You know when someone walks into the room and instantly adapt to the energy? That's not fake. That's social awareness. The real question isn't why do we act differently? The real question is why do we pretend we only have one personality? We are shapeshifters by nature. Okay, so why do humans need to belong so badly? Why can't we just be lone wolves? Because loneliness used to kill people and still do, and I think still does. Not metaphorically, literally used to kill people. Early humans survived only because they stayed in groups. You hunted together, you built shelter together, you protected each other. If you were isolated, you were practically barefoot. Today, we don't need the tribe to survive physically, but psychologically, we still do. A strong sense of belonging stabilizes emotions and helps your mental health stay afloat. When people feel rejected or misunderstood, they often withdraw. To withdraw is to pull away emotionally. So they withdraw because their brain interprets social exclusion like a physical threat. There is a study that proves loneliness activates the same brain region as physical pain. So if I'm in pain, certain regions or parts of the brain are going to activate. Loneliness is the same or has the same brain activation, meaning you feel physical pain too when you're lonely. Belonging isn't just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's a survival need coded deep down inside us. Okay, so we have to talk about social media. Is social media building our identity or destroying it? Actually, both. And that's the problem. On the one hand, social media lets you showcase, basically display your talent, share your voice, express your identity, find your tribe, build communities, and get inspired. It gives people who feel invisible a spotlight. But on the other hand, social media is a distorted mirror. It doesn't show you who you are. It shows who you want people to think you are. So you compare yourself. So you might have noticed this with yourself. Whenever you want to post a photo on social media, you edit the photo. You add filters. Even you smile in the picture, right? You don't just take the picture and post it. You modify it. You want people to see something that is not there. So in social media, you compare yourself to others. You try to measure up to or match influencers, celebrities, and people who don't even look like their photos. And when you don't match that impossible standard, your identity becomes messy. People on social media start creating a version of themselves they think will get the most attention, the most likes, the most validation. That's when they start to put on a facade and lose track of who they truly are. Research shows that teens who scroll for hours end up feeling confused about who they want to be. Because when you are surrounded by perfect images, your own life starts to look not enough. It's identity inflation. Everything looks big, shiny, and impossible, except your reality. Now, does cultural diversity actually improve society? Or is that just something we tell ourselves? In fact, it genuinely does. When there are people from different culture mix, creativity multiplies. You get new music, new food, new slang, new fashion, new solutions, new perspectives. People often open up or become willing to accept ideas they never considered before. Cities like London, Toronto, New York, they are melting pots. A melting pot is a place where cultures blend. They are also global centers for finance, art, tech, and innovation. Diverse groups don't just get along, we invent together. Businesses with diverse teams are more profitable. Countries with multicultural populations grow faster. Communities with cultural variety report better problem-solving skills. Diversity isn't decoration, it's fuel. Now, lastly, why is discovering your identity is so damn hard? Identity isn't a thing you find, it's a thing you build. And building something takes time, mistakes, conflict, uncertainty, and pressure. Most try to live up to what their parents want, what society wants, what their school wants, what their culture wants. But deep inside, there is a quieter voice whispering, "This isn't me." And that voice is annoying because it's right. People spend their late teens and early 20s trying to find themselves. They experiment, fail, explore, try different careers, different cities, friendships, relationships, and identities. And here is the truth nobody says. You don't find yourself at 25. You don't find yourself at 40. You don't find yourself at 60. Identity changes every time your life changes. It evolves with you. It grows with you. It breeds with you. And also it rebuilds with you. Identity isn't something you chase. It's something you create. All right, everybody. Hopefully you like the podcast and you are more sure of your identity now than you were before. Hopefully the podcast gives you inspiring ideas. But yeah, appreciate you for listening. Until then, bye.